We're talking now, Executive Vice President, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Michael Kelsey. Word came out on Friday that we have a yet another atypical case of BSE. I say yet another. We've had over about a 20-year period, six of these, Michael, and this is something that we've kind of worked on before, and I know that there are some things we know about when these things happen, aren't there?
Yeah, there are. And in this case, this animal, what we do know in all of these cases is that none of the product, the beef from these animals, enters the food chain. All of this testing is done ahead of time, either when the animal is at slaughter or before, and set aside until that test comes back. And then once the test is cleared, then the product can move through, or if it tests positive, then the whole entire carcass is condemned. And this was the case in this one. I believe a plant in South Carolina, but if I understand it right from USDA, the cow was traced to a herd in Tennessee, presented at slaughter, and she never made it into the food chain and was tested and came this atypical case. Ron, you and I know, we were talking earlier, this 20 years that since the cow that stole Christmas in 2003, and we've certainly learned a lot about this and certainly appreciate all of USDA and APHIS and the veterinarians and what they do to keep our food supply and certainly our beef supply safe. And I think this is another testament to that, the robust testing and the robust process in these types of things keeps our food chain safe.
And of course, the national or international rules, basically from the OIE, they kind of dictate that these atypical cases are not a threat as far as to the level of where someone can really justify shutting down their borders to U.S. beef.
That's correct, and that, very well said, and very appropriate. These types of atypical cases are naturally occurring, but extremely rare, and certainly do not indicate any threat to the beef supply chain. And so, as you mentioned, OIE, that international standard. We got to be careful how we say that real quick here in Oklahoma, don't we? Anyway, but that standard establishes that this should not be any break in the export market, the entire beef supply chain whatsoever. So another, a credit to the very robust system that we had, the testing and protocol system that we have in place to keep our beef supply chain safe.
I know that when you look at these type of cases, one of the little things within the USDA news release that I thought was fascinating, they indicated that this animal originally from Tennessee, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. the South Carolina processing plant, but they know it's actually an animal from Tennessee because of an EID tag that they were able to quickly pinpoint that trace back.
That's a great point. I read the same, and I'm really interested as we learn more over the coming days regarding the trace back itself and then the process of how the animal moved. In other words, was she presented at a sale barn in Tennessee, or did she go straight to the slaughter plant in South Carolina? All those types of details we'll learn. But to that radio ID, I think I'm hopeful that we understand better how that type of animal identification can help us in this type of or any type of animal disease surveillance and traceback to quickly and accurately and efficiently move through the process and get information that's accurate and complete and keep the beef supply chain moving at a very good and efficient manner. So I was excited to see that, and I'm very interested in the coming days to learn more relative to that, as I mentioned, to how that cow moved along the supply chain, and as we learn how that radio identification process and that tag plays into that.
End of the day for our cattle producers, this is something that we wanted to obviously pay attention to when that happens, but this is not a totally disruptive or a situation that could shut us down as far as the industry is concerned.
Oh, not, I agree 100%, not at all. It's something that we need to be a part of, pay attention to, and consumers as well. No issue here whatsoever. Again, I think the story is that the system works. It is very robust. It very much identified her before she went, any of her product went into the supply chain, and the testing protocol system works, and it works very well. And so something for us as beef producers to pay attention to, especially that radio identification, to understand more how that works. But certainly from a consumer standpoint, it's grilling season, fire up the grill. We can continue to enjoy beef knowing that we have one of the safest beef supply chains in the entire world.
One last question, Michael. Obviously, this is something we always kind of this was one of those BSE as it came into the United States. It changed everything back in 2003. We've learned a lot, as you mentioned, since that time. One of those things that we keep bringing up that we haven't had in literally over 100 years now in the U.S. Or darn close to it is foot and mouth disease, and we keep pointing to that as a big fear that that could be totally disruptive. This is the kind of apples and oranges, isn't it, really?
It really is. It's completely separate and apart. However, again, going back, and I know we've sung this song a little bit, but I still think it's relative. It is that radio identification process, that tag that she had, as it helps us understand how she moved. There may be lessons to learn regarding other types of animal disease, surveillance and testing protocols. So that may be relevant in this case. Time will tell as we understand from APHIS how they track that. But certainly foot and mouth disease, totally separate. And again, I think this goes to a testament of the great folks at APHIS and USDA helping us to protect certainly the beef supply, but others. As I talked to my good friend Kylie over at the Kylie Denise over at the Pork Council, we've all have these animal disease surveillance and type systems that we are very supportive of to keep our food supply chain safe and understand how we can trace and survey animal disease, whether it's pork or beef or poultry or whatever. So kudos to our APHIS friends, and we look forward to finding out more in the coming days.
Thank you, Michael. Michael Kelsey, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, talking about this atypical case of BSE discovered in South Carolina at the end of this last week. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.